This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, our weekly Bumbleo. Also, more from our cuffing queen, Kate. She's been on 38 dates and wrote notes on every single one. Chris really misunderstands what going Dutch means. Will I lose again on bangers? Rubbish dating advice from dads. And because I think that plain neck pillows are useless, we've ordered one called an ostrich pillow for our flight to Glasgow tomorrow. Google it. It's a game changer. It gives me life to think that 80,000 people already have watched a video of Peter Crouch telling jokes in the pub. This was on the show yesterday. We got footballing legend Peter Crouch to a local pub near Radio 1 and he told some literally terrible football jokes.
Right, I'm going in. Here we go.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, cheers.
He hates this.
Let's go for joke number 3 to start.
Okay, number 3.
Yeah. Okay, order the drink first and then go in with the joke.
Okay. All right, can I just have a pint of Guinness? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call someone who stands inside the goalposts and stops the ball rolling away? A net.
Yeah, it was more of that, really. And that didn't go well, so we got him to try again with someone else in the pub, hoping the response would be a bit better.
When you're ready, Peter, and it could be anyone in the pub, please perform number 14.
Number 14. Okay. Hi, could I just tell you a joke, please? Yeah, is that all right? What's your name?
Jody.
Yeah. Nice one. I'm going to ask you, see what you think is a joke. What tea do footballers drink?
I don't know.
Penalty.
No, is that really shocking?
Loved it.
I didn't go, yeah. She's happy. Nervous laugh.
That's crazy. If anyone can make him laugh, Crouch, you can. He really wasn't keen on it, but then he got quite into it. And then he met his match.
Would you mind if I tell you a gag?
Number 2.
I'd love it.
Yeah. What's, only if you take... join you? Is that all right?
No, absolutely.
I see you're on your own.
Oh, he's joining him.
I'm a Liverpool fan as well.
Oh, nice one. Good man. Oh, he's a Liverpool fan. He's going to laugh. He'll like this.
Number 2, please.
Number 2. Okay. Right. What's the difference between Peter Crouch and Tottenham's new stadium?
No idea.
Crouch is good at finishing.
He loved it. See? Yeah,
even as a Liverpool fan, that's a bit of a
stretch.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I've got one for you.
Okay, oh, here we go. We get one back.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
What about a deer with no eyes?
Still no idea.
What about a... Oh.
He's having an amazing time, right? Scott.
We've turned this round.
What about a man with a paper bag over his head?
I don't know. What do you call a man with a paper
Russell.
Bag? Yes.
It carried on like that and they had a drink together.
It was just nice hearing Crouchy in the pub.
We need to send more people down the pub, I think. It's really good. Unbelievably, we have more from Peter Crouch next. You were with him last night, right?
Yeah, I was.
And you got him to do something truly remarkable.
Scott Mills.
Matt from Coventry says, Chris, things have changed. Night out with Peter Crouch on a Tuesday. You are actually doing a podcast with him, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm recording something for 5 Live with Crouchy. It's like, it's all a bit of like a secret project at the moment, but I think it comes out in a couple of weeks. And
okay.
So I'm basically just giving it away.
That's a secret, then,
But yeah, so I was with Crouchy last night, and then we were in the pub. And I just saw the perfect opportunity because what we were doing yesterday about this Newsbeat game.
Yeah, so Dave was on. Him and his friends, they told us this yesterday, have a special WhatsApp group where they'll just be going about their everyday lives and then we'll just pop out of somewhere and go, Newsbeat, like they do on the bit on the Radio 1 News. Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
Hello, Dave.
Newsbeat.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Here he is again.
How you doing, guys?
I love it that we find a character every now and again like you and just rinse it.
It's funny. Yeah. Last night, people I were with were talking about you and we found ourselves all just going, Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
Yeah, so you and your friends just send videos of just you lot going, Newsbeat, to each other. Guess what Chris got last night? Have you seen this?
I have seen it, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? So, your video is about, and me and Scott both did one as well. It's like the camera pans around and then you pop out of somewhere and just go, Newsbeat. So, I was with Peter Crouch last night and I noticed on Instagram, you sent a message to me and Scott saying, if you can get Crouchy to do a Newsbeat, you can join our club.
Yes.
So, me and Scott were texting each other and obviously we're going to get this to happen. And so we did.
So
yeah, I watch watched it yesterday, and I rang the other guys, and none of them had seen it yet.
Right, so we're in a situation here where Peter Crouch is crouched behind the bar, pops up and goes...
Newsbeat.
Now that is incredible.
Fantastic.
Right, so can we join your WhatsApp group now then?
Oh, you boys are in for sure.
Right, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll have to swap numbers because...
Newsbeat.
Getting Peter Crouch to do Newsbeat, Chris, full marks. That's nice. Incredible.
Yeah, no, honestly, Chris, amazing work, mate. Yeah. Amazing work.
Again, Crouchy.
Newsbeat.
Okay, Dave, we'll promise to keep in touch, okay? Keep sending the videos.
Yeah, fantastic.
And remember...
Newsbeat.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Everybody's talking about her. It's the Cuffing Queen.
Hey, hey.
Oh, she comes straight off the back of the fanfare now.
That's me.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, Scott.
So Kate went on 38 dates to avoid being alone at winter last year. She stopped at 38 because number 38 was a keeper. Am I right?
That is correct.
Okay, so handily, you kept a diary at the time, so we've been through 8 of the dates already. Should we go through 9, 10, 11 and 12?
Let's do this.
Okay. Who's number 9?
So number 9 is Dale. Dale turned up at my workplace, which is a farm shop. So the farm shop girls that were there at the time, I showed them the photos and we were all waiting patiently for to come in at the end of the day. And then this guy appears that we thought might have been him, but we weren't sure. So it wasn't until he went over to the till and paid with his card that the names matched and we realised that it was him.
You do get that sometimes on the dating apps where it's like, hang on, you look like 5 different people.
Yeah, I mean, I think there should be a rule of photos that you put on your profiles. I think, you know, anything under sort of 12 months is acceptable. But anything over, unless it's a skydive or you've been on safari, they can stay.
Okay, so he's off. Who's next?
So at number 10, we've got Will Fit.
Will Fit?
Yeah, so Will was a fitness instructor, a personalised trainer.
I thought a personalised trainer. I thought that it was a clever play on Well Fit.
No.
I thought it was a clever play on Wii Fit. You know, the kind of games console that your mum would play with. Have you ever gone into your mum on the Wii Fit? She's playing tennis there.
My mum used to be. My mum used to be all about the Wii Fit.
And bowling.
Oh, isn't it good? Look, it's like I'm on a tennis court. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's not the same. I remember. This is so sad, right? But we got a hold of one of these things, and me and my mates at uni, we thought we'd do a full 18, like golf day. And try and treat it exactly the same, except it was in a living room and it was the little Wii Fit characters. Rubbish.
Yeah. Of its time. So what was Will saying?
So Will was cool. We actually went to the driving range for our date.
Good date.
Very good date idea.
And that was the date I realised I actually couldn't hit a golf ball.
So did he do did he do that thing where he sort of went behind you?
Behind you, yeah.
And then held your
club? No, he kept back because, like, you know, I just gave up in the end. I was like, you can just, you know, you hit all the balls, it's fine.
Why were you not feeling the world situation?
Just not for me. He was quite young and, yeah, I had to move on.
Bye, Wilfit.
Bye.
Okay, so we're up to number 11. Who have we got?
So at number 11, we've got Adam. Adam went for the T-shirt and a shirt look, even though, you know, it wasn't that cold. He was really quiet, and I had to do all the talking.
I used to be a big fan of T-shirt and a shirt.
I do it all the time, still.
Yeah.
Love it. I didn't realise that was so much of a thing that you would spot on a date, though.
Well, I used to do it because I was secretly fat.
Oh, why? Does it help?
It really helps, yeah.
Why does it help you if you're fat, then?
Because... Because black T-shirt, like, hides everything. And then just, if you for a splash of colour, just, like, put a check shirt on or something.
I don't want to go, like, fully Gok one on the situation here, right? But what are the best clothes to wear in terms of, like, on an evening out? Is it actually black?
Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Because it looks smart, right? Like, really smart.
Right.
Like, we're going out later, I'll be wearing black.
Will you?
Oh, probably all black, yeah.
Right.
Not that it's a date, but because your wife's coming in that, but yeah.
No, it's not a date, but also you don't know who's there, do you? You want to impress, always.
Well, I'm taking my mum, so... bit weird.
What I'm trying to get at is basically, if you wear black, it helps you look fitter.
Definitely, and I think a lot of people would agree with me. Let me know, 81199. Okay, so Adam, tell me more.
He was a quiet person, so I was doing all the talking. You know, you can talk about your holidays, you can talk about your job... And if you're not getting anything back, that's even more difficult.
But you're 11 dates in on cuffing season. You know, you've had a good practice there. Let's not forget, in the grand scheme of things, you're really churning out these dates by now. You're confident. He might not have gone on that many dates.
Yeah.
Maybe what he should have done is written a few talking points in his hand.
I've done that.
You've done that when having discussions with bosses here, haven't
yep.
you?
Mm-hmm.
Saves the awkwardness if yeah. you know that you've got stuff to talk about.
And if any of the bosses are listening, next time, look out for it. Because there are talking points on my hand. There are.
You've got to entertain, haven't you?
Right, I recommend it to everyone. Adam clearly didn't do that, did he?
No, he didn't, bless him. But hopefully he's out there now and, you know, he knows what to talk about.
Any bonuses from this gig?
So, actually, the pub toilet had a great mirror to take selfies in. It was like an amazing bathroom.
Right, was it excellent lighting, yeah?
Yeah, really good lighting, level.
I love it when that happens.
If you take a picture in the mirror, that's not a selfie, is it?
It's like you're using it as a mirror to take a photo.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you do that?
What, in the pub toilets?
Well, any mirror. Any mirror's an opportunity.
Why is it better in the mirror, then?
I don't know, it just gives you a full shot, doesn't it?
All right. I've never done that.
Am I right, Kate?
That is correct. Honestly, you need to go and try it.
You can see the whole thing then, the whole outfit.
We should do it for all of the DJ photos here. Let's feed all of this stuff back. Wear black and let's take it in a mirror.
In the Ready One toilets.
In the toilets.
So it's a no to Adam, is it?
It's a no to Adam.
Okay. This is like the charts, this. Let's get into the big number 12.
12.
Who have we got?
Number 12, we've got Tom.
I hope he wasn't a non-mover.
So, Tom, he was actually shorter than me. I wore heels accidentally, and then he was a lot shorter than me, so that was a little bit awkward. So, yeah.
How was that? So, yeah.
He did buy me dinner and a dessert, which I felt really bad about. I did insist I paid. But he was like, no, I insist. And I just felt, you know, really bad. Normally, I like to go Dutch and pay for my own way.
Yeah. Sorry?
Dutch, you know.
Was that going Dutch?
Oh, you're learning so much today.
I didn't think that was going Dutch. Going Dutch is where you both pay.
Yeah, equal. That's yeah. Dutch. You've never heard
going
of that.
Dutch. Going Dutch.
But going Dutch is that. Oh, why don't you believe me?
Going Dutch.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm just telling you, that's what it is.
I'm saying going Dutch on the...
Go on, then.
Oh, no, even on the Urban Dictionary, it's to pay separately.
Well, there we are. So why did you... It struck me
as something that was going to be ruder than it was. But you didn't like him so much.
No, he just wasn't for me.
Yeah, Tom doesn't sound like the one. Let's go to 13, shall we?
Number 13 is...
13.
Darren. Darren had a serious monobrow.
Lush.
He thought he was a 10. His reality was actually a 6. And
why did he think he was a 10?
He just thought he was a 10, Scott. 10. And, like, you know.
But he was actually...
6.
Right, so he kind of loved himself, did he?
He really, really loved himself, and he really didn't need to.
Anything else about Darren?
His car was rusty.
Rusty car. Bye, Darren.
Bye.
All right, Kate. So tomorrow we'll go through the next lot on your official chart, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Join us tomorrow at 1:40 on Radio 1 as we go through...
14, 15, 16, 17...
And maybe, if we get a chance...
18.
Tomorrow on the only official chart at 1:40... Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
It gives me more stability.
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 Over to the golf.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Classic. Jack Jones and Donald Trump. Compilation. We got him to fart for a week.
Just
Jack Jones.
Just
Have you heard about Tim's? president is on the phone.
Back to the golf.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Go on, Delia.
We need a 12th man here. Where are you? Where are you? Let's be having you.
Vintage.
Go on, pigs.
Birmingham. Charlie Slough.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Go over the window, Gary.
Newsbeat.
No fart reply.
Newsbeat.
Back over to the football, it's Leicester.
And just a moment ago, superb piece of skill by Gray. He received a low cross from Lloyd Kerry with a man up his backside, tight onto the goal.
OK. Very fart heavy, the gap today,
sorry.
It felt to me.
Come on then, Newsbeat, where are you?
Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
Ross in South Wales is first on board. TJ the bailiff is in his van on the A1 in Newcastle because it gives him more stability. Mickey and Mike bumbling themselves dry in the rain in Southampton. Martin and Rosie listening in the sauna. That's a weird one. Tom in King's Lynn says, where was Hello Jill? We'll find it for you. Scott and John in the warehouse bumbling their Land Rover parts off in Ipswich. Dan and Kevin Chester fixing student houses. So glad it's midweek. Windy gap today, boys, says Sean. Felix in Droitwich. Nick in Whitby, who just says Newsbeat.
It's just good to get halfway through the week here, isn't it?
So is.
Halfway, guys.
Richard, struggling with a fence erection. Will, in County Durham, ploughing away on his tractor.
Joel in Dorset's also putting fences up right now. Fair few fence erectors about.
Lou, bumbling her knot off on her last day at work before a hen do. James and Bryony, bumbling poolside in Turkey, just loving life, really.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth. Good.
Thank you, Arlene. Adam and Lewis with their paintbrushes in Worcester. Tom from the Singing Waiters are singing Bumbleo on Saturday at their gig.
Oh, wow.
Gabby and Alice in Northampton on lunch break in the car, listening full blast.
Sean bumbleing his shabby off right now, delivering wine. And Jake bumbling his truck off, loving the gap today. He gives him not a million.
And Gav says, good bumbleo. Hello, Jill.
Hello, Jill.
Why, hello, Jill.
Newsbeat.
Scott Mills.
Oh, man. So I was heavily criticising Chris's rubbish neck pillow when I was on a flight with him the other day. I was like, mate, you need to sort that out. It's like you're carrying around half a soft toilet bowl. They just look rubbish. And they don't work. Your head just lolls around on the plane.
It was like anything I could do to try and get better sleep, though. I was up for it.
Yeah.
But then we talked about this, then loads of people were suggesting in other things that you can use, like neck hammocks, chin hammocks.
Chin hammocks. Now... just arrived and Chris has got it on.
I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing for this. I'm going to put it on right now.
It's the ostrich pillow.
It's here.
It's just arrived and we've got another flight tomorrow. It looks brilliant. Please, if you are near a computer or just do it on your phone, put in ostrich pillow and look at it. It covers your entire neck, head and face with just a small hole.
On the box for the ostrich pillow, which I'm wearing right now, it says, it all talks in first person, which I always find kind of annoying, but in this case I like it. It says, my large opening allows you to slip me over your head whilst my soft fabric cocoons you, allowing you to rest in comfort.
Now, can I try it on as well?
Yeah.
Right, so we're going to, we're doing a gig tomorrow at Glasgow Uni, and we're going to take this on the plane with us. How's that going to be through security, do you think?
I'm just going to wear it through security. Do you want to have a go?
What, when you have to put your hands up and you can wear that on your head? Okay.
You can't hear anything, sir.
Can't hear anything, though.
Put it on.
Hang on. Oh, it smells of your aftershave. Oh. Actually, I can't hear a thing.
No.
It is well comfy. Apparently it says it adapts to each neck. Like every person's neck is different.
We'll put some pictures up.
We'll put a picture up now on our socials just so you can see what we're going to look like on the flight from Heathrow to Glasgow tomorrow night. And we will be taking it in turns. Oh, this has completely changed my view on travel pillows.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Coming after three, you know, sometimes dads can get really overprotective of their daughters when it comes to dating. The rubbish dad advice you've been given on boys, coming up at 3:10. This is one for you, ladies. Hello, Jamie.
Newsbeat.
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 How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, all right, go. So, what was that noise? Yeah, all good. So you're in Lewes in Sussex.
Yep.
And what are you doing?
At the moment, sitting in the lay-by in the van.
In the van, okay. What do you do for a job?
I work for British Telecoms, BT.
Okay, so you fit the phone lines, do you?
I do, yes.
Really weird, I thought you'd have a better signal than that. It's not you, it's us. Right, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Usually Chris.
Yeah, I thought so, you sound like a Chris guy. Let me see if I can change that today for you, Jamie. It's Feel Good. That's for sure. B.O.B. and So Good.
B.O.B. Love Bob.
Where's Bob gone these days?
That's a very good question. It doesn't feel like he's been around these parts for a while.
Nah. Anyway, that's my choice, so you can have.
My choice today is this, Jamie. It is a banger. It's Tayo Cruz, Dynamite.
Written by Benny Blanco. Fact.
Is that a fact?
Uh-huh.
I've got nothing to... I've got nothing to come back with on that sort of fact. Well,
it's a fact.
You've just literally laid that down. Like, I've brought the tune. You've laid down that fact there.
Yeah. Okay, what are you going to go for then?
That's a tough one, gents. But I've got to stick by my guns here and go for Chris again. I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor because that's my
plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favourite brands. The receipts on One Extra.
One Extra.
It's Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mamacita, Milena Sanchez.
I feel like summertime is the best time to be single.
Absolutely.
She says that she's been single for 5 years straight.
All seasons.
The receipts on BBC Radio One Extra.
The bad boy is just a swagger thing to me. He walks into a room and it's like...
Everyone knows he does bits. Yeah.
You can download the receipts on the new BBC Sounds app on your favourite podcast app.
BBC Radio 1, that was Tayo Cruz, which got chosen over my B.O.B., So Good. The reason that we've not heard from Bob for ages is now he is a leading Flat Earth spokesman.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he's a Flat Earther.
Changing direction from him. Do you know, that makes it 3-0 to me.
Trying to, he's too busy to make songs. He's trying to prove that the world's flat, not round.
Fine.
And if you've got that belief, like, you're going to have to tell a lot of people, so therefore you can't make songs, really. How am I losing every single day? You're what am I doing wrong?
3-0. Radio
1. We touched on this yesterday. Sometimes dads are brilliant at giving dating advice to their daughters because generally they're very protective, you know.
Some of the advice is strangely worded, though. Also, not necessarily advice that means anything. Like, why would you be advised to not date someone with small hands?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of advice is that?
It's like, where are they getting that from, that information?
Like, surely that is a personal experience that's happened to them that they're then trying to pass on. What's happened with the small hands?
Daisy, right, what does your dad give advice on?
So when I was 21, he told me I should sample as many guys as possible, and there's nothing wrong with a one-night stand.
What? From your dad?
Yeah, not quite what he meant. Turns out he meant I should get to know as many guys as possible in a dating sense to see what I want in a partner.
Okay, but you did just say sample as many as possible and go on one night stands.
That's what he said, yeah.
Okay,
but what does he think a one night stand is?
I think he's sort of going out with a different guy on a different date every night, getting to know people, not the sort of other way people think it means.
Oh, he didn't know the meaning of the one night stand,
no.
Did he?
I didn't follow the advice.
You didn't?
No.
So what have you done?
Strangely, after that conversation, I bumped into my childhood sweetheart and I've ended up marrying him. So
oh!
I passed on the advice to many other people, though.
Funny use of the word sample as well, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like try before you buy sort of thing.
Yeah, Dad just got his words wrong. Well. Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a numpty. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
There's a promotional video going around for this at the moment, and Chris's voice is on the front of it from this show going, mate, something big's happening here.
It's epic.
It makes it sound like you're entirely responsible for the Brockhampton phenomenon. If you actually watch it, it's got thousands of views. It feels like you're completely responsible for what's happening
now. It sounds massive. You sound jealous.
Wow. Brockhampton 1999 Wildfire on BBC Radio 1. Earlier, Chris misunderstood the meaning of going Dutch. What did you think it meant?
I thought it was... I know where I've got confused. I was just wasn't thinking right, and I was thinking about...
Dutch oven.
Dutch white goods. Yes, fine.
Right. Okay, so Liam's been on. He's Scottish, but lives in Amsterdam. And he says they love to split everything up. Everyone pays separately. That's where it comes from, going Dutch. One of his mates went on a Tinder date. The guy took out a pen at the end and added up who owed what on the receipt. Super awkward. Then he says, when I do drinks, because I live here with my Dutch friends, one person pays. Then they use this free app that sends you a message afterwards that says, you owe me €20 for beers, and has a link that lets you pay them directly. And if you don't pay, it texts you reminders going, hello, you still owe me. Liam says, the Dutch are like the Scottish. Thrifty. I can say that because I'm Scottish myself. I should get reminders. You still haven't paid me. Scott Mills. This person says it's exactly the same in New Zealand. If you go, shall we split it? Everyone goes, yeah. And they also have these apps. I've never heard of these apps, which you can send reminders to your friend if you pay the bill going, you owe me this much, and a direct link to their bank details. Everyone's like, Matt Emerson needs that. Funny enough, he's just texting both of us going, need that payment app. So if anyone knows what it's called, let us know. Maybe the guy from the Netherlands can get back in touch. Dads, eh? They love to ditch out the dating advice. Karina?
Hello.
Did your dad give you some good advice?
He did. He gave me some sound advice, which I think it's very good advice, and I can totally understand where he's coming from. My dad's advice was that only real men can pull off a bow tie, which I think is fair. And I was seeing a guy in America, and before I went over to meet him, my dad did tell me that he wasn't going to be good enough for me if he couldn't pull off a bow tie, and only real men wear bow ties. And unfortunately, he couldn't pull off a bow tie, and he wasn't good enough.
What do you mean, pull off a bow tie?
I think it takes a certain type of man to pull off a bow tie. To wear. Not any man can
You
wear
mean
a
wear
bow tie
a bow tie,
well.
Tie right? Yeah, you're not talking about taking it off.
No. Do you think I could put one off?
I don't know. I've never seen you in one.
Well, that's true. The thing. Like, surely when you go on first dates, no one's wearing a bow tie.
No, but maybe a lot of first dates would lead to second dates if they did.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible advice.
But if you follow your dad's advice, you're only going to be able to go on dates with people who are wearing bow ties.
That is true.
And so you've kept this advice, have you, through your life?
Yeah, I mean, when he gave me advice about 2 years ago, it didn't work out with that guy, and it hasn't worked out with any other guy since, actually. Still very single.
I worry he's slimmed the market there.
Yeah, probably. I don't know whether that was, like, strategic planning on my dad's part or not.
I had an idea. Do you want us to find you a man that pulls off a bow tie?
If you can, yeah, why okay. not?
I mean, that would be a great feature, wouldn't it, Chris?
What do you mean? So we're asking the listeners to put on a bow tie and we'll just go through them and...
Yeah, and Perina can be like, yes.
Yeah, I quite like the idea.
No, yes, no. I might call you back, Perina, all right?
I like this.
That's really made me quite excited. Right, Perina, we'll definitely be in touch soon.
Great, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
This is amazing. People are setting their friends up, going, I'm up for it. And my friend Ross is too. He's desperately single, young, good-looking, and a real charmer. And most of all, looks $1 million in a bow tie. He's a big black tie event attender. Who says that? That's from Joe in Lincolnshire. If you want the money-saving apps, by the way, for the splitting of the bills, you need Circle. I've just sent these to my admins. Circle and also Splitwise.
Splitwise, yeah.
Those
are
the two
sense.
You want, yeah. You know Perina just then?
Mm.
I'll call her. Is she the woman off of, I don't know, is it EE when you can't get through? Hello.
Hello.
It's the same.
It's the same.
I think it might be the same lady.
Scott Mills.
We've made this a regular thing now. So for our last show of the week, tomorrow, we're going to do another round of Where Do You Think They Were? Which is so cringe, but so great. So if it's your birthday or has been recently, you can earn a massive, epic birthday shout-out on Radio 1. It's not a lame, like, happy birthday, Sarah. This is, like, huge, with all the stars of Radio 1 on it. The only thing you have to sit through is one of your parents, or sometimes both, explaining, as you listen in, exactly where you were conceived.
I think it's a fair swap as well.
Now, this is what happened last time we played the game.
Okay, so it was Boxing Day of Christmas 96.
No, it wasn't.
Is that?
No, it wasn't.
That's my wife, Hayley.
It wasn't Boxing Day.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't. It was Clerk's Christmas Day.
No, it was Clerk's.
Sorry, Daryl, is this is this Jessica's mum in the background?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying Boxing Day. What's she saying?
She's saying it was a Christmas do a few weeks prior.
That's awkward when they can't agree on the date that it happened.
It's awkward, but then we go into all of the detail.
Yeah, so you do have to listen to all of it. It's horrible, but you do get an epic shout-out. If you want to be part of this, we're going to do it on tomorrow's show. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Does require your parents to be on as well, telling the gruesome details, but it's all very natural, you know.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.